Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
22,000 consumers have complained about a product or service they received in the first half of this year, according to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. That's up nearly a fifth on last year. The most complained about sectors were vehicles and transport, followed by telecoms and broadband. Air was on the naughty step as the most complained about company so far this year. And Gráinne Griffin from the CCPC is with us now. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning.
So an 18% hike in the number of complaints. Does that worry us?
Actually, for us, it's really good news because it means that we're reaching more consumers and the consumers know they have rights and that they feel empowered to take action. I mean, ultimately, I think you're looking at consumers who want to get what they've paid for. When something goes wrong, they want to be able to put it right.
Yeah, and you got, and they can call you and physically talk to someone if they're worried about something. Is that right?
That's right. We have a helpline, so you can ring, you can talk to an agent, you can go through the scenario, you can give the name of the business and we'll bring you through what you can do. We also have a website, ccpc.ie. But I will say we do really like it when consumers call us because as well as being able to talk them through their rights, that information and the details of the business that they're calling us about is then screened by our enforcement agents and they are potentially going to be able to take enforcement action on the back of that.
And does that mean pay a physical visit to this company?
Absolutely. Like our inspections are up across the board, both in store and online. We've been out over the year. We've cases progressing and we'll be back out in a couple of weeks across the country inspecting businesses for breaches of consumer rights.
Do you have enough inspectors?
We have a really great team there. And I mean, nobody's ever going to turn down resources, but absolutely, we have a growing team there and they're very, very busy. There's lots of work to be done. And I mean, I think that's clear in today's report that consumers are experiencing issues. And I suppose for us, when we look at this report, the big question that arises, where do those consumers go next? So we talk them through their rights and obviously we step in when you have these particularly big or egregious breaches of the law. But for your day-to-day issues, it's really important that consumers can go somewhere like present their case to a judge or an adjudicator and have someone say who's right and who's wrong. And in Ireland, the main route for a lot of people is a small claims court. But the cap there is €2,000. This was set nearly 20 years ago in 2006.
Prices were lower.
It's completely out of step with the cost of living in today's world. I mean, if you replace your boiler, if you're booking a holiday for a family, you know, even if you buy a couch, there's a strong likelihood that you're going to be paying more than €2,000. And if you look at the sectors that are topping the list of things that people call us about, like vehicles, like home improvements, you know, people getting a new kitchen, new wardrobes, these are all really expensive purchases. And when something goes wrong, obviously a lot of things are resolved by traders, you know, businesses trade on their reputation. They put a lot of work into solving problems. But for those traders that don't resolve issues when they arise, consumers need access to justice. And we do think that the small claims court urgently needs to be reformed.
And which department is responsible for raising that limit? Or is that something that you need legislation for?
It's actually under the court service. There's a district rules committee, a legal committee that sets out the rules for the district court. So it would need to come from there, working closely with the Minister for Justice.
Ah, OK. Well, we know who to nudge then. Vehicles and transportation were the number one causes of complaints. Is this people getting their cars fixed or buying cars?
It's a whole range. And I mean, in some ways, it's not surprising. I mean, really, after a house, a vehicle is quite possibly the most amount of money you're going to spend on a purchase. And we see everything from issues arising with new cars to issues arising with secondhand cars to issues with servicing. And I mean, I think consumers out there will recognise that you can feel very powerless when you're dealing with a car.
I know,
we're not mechanics. We don't know why it's broken. We don't know why it's not working. And in terms of proving it was faulty when you got it or why it's arisen, it's very challenging.
Yeah, exactly. The mechanic might say, that's going to be expensive. And you're none the wiser.
None the wiser. Now, there's definitely work that can be done to make life easier for consumers in this area. We'd really like car history to be available to consumers without having to pay for it. So if your car was previously, for example, crashed, that you're able to tell that before you make the purchase.
Is that not available public knowledge if a car has been written off for insurance purposes?
It's available to insurance companies and it's available to consumers for a fee. But we would like to see that freely available to
all consumers. That should be free. That should be free. Broadband and telecoms are the second most complained territory.
Yeah, and look, telecoms is always up there. It's an absolute critical service. You cannot really get through life at the moment without access to a mobile phone. But I suppose the good news there is that there is a sectoral regulator. So you have ComReg there. You can bring your complaint to ComReg. And really, the complaints we see about the telecoms area are really a fraction of the complaints that ultimately go on to ComReg.
And now the number one complaint about companies were Air and Ryanair. I did get a statement from Air, by the way, I'm going to read out. As one of Ireland's leading service providers serving more than 2 million customers a day, Air is committed to maintaining wait times for our support lines to under 3 minutes. These efforts have not only transformed our customer care, but also led to a 90% reduction in complaints in recent years, as reported by the telecoms regulator, ComReg. Now, Ryanair also complained about, I presume this is extra charges or extra or flight delays and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very big company, and you do also tend to see that big companies with lots of customers are more likely to appear higher up the list. But there what you see is people calling up about their consumer rights in relation to flight delays or cancellations. And these are all areas where consumers have very strong consumer rights, often set out in European law. And we're able to provide that information. And if consumers have any complaints they want to take further, then they can go to the Irish Aviation Authority.
OK, and what about sanctions that you guys can take? Fines are one obvious one.
Yeah, so I mean, we take action against traders where we find these really serious breaches of consumer protection law. Often they might go to court, but ultimately in terms of fines, you're looking at very small amounts of money compared to other sectors. So for example, people may have seen that we recently took Tesco to court for failures to provide unit pricing in their club card prices. Tesco plead guilty in that case. They put their hands up, but ultimately they avoided prosecution, and it was a 1,000 euro donation to the Penny Dinners on Mead Street. So what we'd really like to see is that for big companies like that, where you have these really serious breaches of the law that affect huge numbers of consumers, that we can really issue serious fines that are going to act as a deterrent for those traders in terms of doing it again.
And again, who is responsible for that? Is that the Ministry of Justice again?
So that can be brought in legislation, and we work with the Minister for Enterprise, and so that is something that we are engaging with the department on, and we do hope that we'll see positive movement in that area in the future.
Okay, so if you're listening, Minister Peter Burke, you know what the ask is from the CCPC. There's been a surge in people complaining about how they've been treated when it comes to their personal finances.
Yeah, we do also get calls from people on how to manage their money, and we provide a range of tools online to compare mortgages and get information about products. And so we will often get calls from people, for example, if they've maybe been turned down for insurance, turned down for a loan, they want to know what their rights are. And anybody, of course, who has a specific complaint that they want to progress there, we're able to say to them, you can go to the Financial Services Ombudsman.
But you don't mind being a first port of call when it comes to these things?
Not at all. And I really think for any consumer issue, I mean, when it comes to the consumer space, you've quite a lot of specialist regulators. If you don't know where to turn, the best place to start is with a call to the CCPC.
Which is 01-402-5555.
That's
01-402-5555, or ask@ccpc.ie. Is that right?
That's right. So you can visit our website, ccpc.ie.
Grainne, thanks very much for coming in. That's Grainne Griffin from the CCPC.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.